Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Meeting Ike series. Today's lunch break show, 15-minute short show, is about meditation, five brainwave patterns, Hertz, and the self-phagio scale. All of that I'm going to try and shove into these 15 minutes and to be able to cover to give you a little bit of a short overview of what those five brainwave patterns each offer, what a Hertz cycle is, and the self-phagio scale and where the scale was changed. And I'll share that during the show. And I'll share how they relate to meditation and spirituality and how you can aim to tune in for greater health benefits. Now, this show has been revamped, and I've been saying that in each show, as after a two-year hiatus, I came in, redesigned my offerings, and now I have two different types of offerings that are shows that I will be having here. And I will be having on Tuesdays and Thursdays every other week, 15-minute short lunch break shows for you. Different type of, like, consider it like a learning platform. I'll share information about things in the holistic health, about holistic health and the metaphysical realm and about spirituality. So a little bit of a teaching platform twice a week, every other week. And then on the alternate weeks on Wednesdays, those are a 30-minute show, and those will be at 6 o'clock p.m. All the times are Eastern time. And I'll have guests on each one of those shows. And my next 30-minute evening show is with Carol Ann Liaros. And the title of that show is Ghost, Poltergeist, and Things That Go Bump in the Night. So be sure to tune in for that show. And that's a live show with psychic researcher, lecturer, author, and someone who's been in the field for about over 50 years, is in a couple dozen books worldwide. So you definitely want to be in on that show. And then on March 31st and April 14th, I also have special guests that will be coming on, and I'll tell you more about that next week once I get all the details in. So be sure to look for that too. Today's show, however, is about all of those meditation, five brainwave patterns, Hertz, and the self-phagio scale. And so let's start with Hertz. And what is Hertz? Hertz is a frequency. And it was actually, the Hertz name is taken from the last name of the person who had coined this. So the Hertz is equal to one cycle per second. And so depending upon how many cycles in that second is what you're going to end up with on the scale of the Hertz scale. And a lot of things are linked to the Hertz. And now here's the thing with the Hertz, as an interesting bit of information, is that it actually was changed. It was this ancient scale, and it resonated with us on our vibratory level, our spiritual level, our soul level. But it became changed to a musical note. And so I'll cover that in a little bit here. So now that you know Hertz is a cycle per second and how many cycles are in each second, and they can get up to, for example, the crown chakra is 960 hertz, which is 960 cycles per second. And this all relates to also is with the brainwave patterns. There are five brainwave patterns. And with those, each one of them resonates as a different frequency. When we are in our waking state, when we are in our relaxed state, when we're going into meditation, when we're deep in meditation, trance-type meditation, and also sleep. Many studies were done with monks, and during and with their meditation. And they also found some other really interesting information having to do with the brain also. But let's start with the first one, the alpha waves. The alpha waves are most common brain waves occur in the beginning of meditation, the waking state. And those are the frequency 8 to 12. They calm the nervous system. They can lower your blood pressure and your heart rate. That's why meditation is so good for us on a physical level. Now, the beta waves, and those function a little bit deeper on us. And those create awareness and they improve concentration. They can increase our logical thinking and help develop our conversational abilities, when with the goal-oriented tasks and things like that. Theta waves, T-H-E-T-A, they're usually associated with the third eye, and which helps us tap into our wisdom, our inner wisdom, you know, with our spiritual teachings. And these become prominent when we do any task that is automatic, like driving, washing clothes, and like your hair. So though that function provides a positive mental state and encourages creativity, improves your problem-solving skills, increases your memory. That's a nice, good place to be in meditation. And I tell my students is that meditation is really a great tool to use before you are going to be taking a test or doing anything like that, where you need to remember, even doing a lecture or presenting, is because it will help you with memory and so that your brain doesn't shut down. So when you're doing the test and you want to come up with the answers, and we've all done this, is that we are there and all of a sudden we freeze. I know the answer. Where is the answer? Like you can't access that file that has all that information inside of your brain. Meditation, it's like having the code to be able to get to that file so that you can easily get that information. Next are gamma waves. And that's with, you know, intense focus, a very deep or much deeper part of when you are meditating. They decrease anxiety and fear, increase positive emotions, and they even reduce feelings and symptoms of depression. Now, delta waves, they go into a frequency of the hertz very deeply. They're with the brain waves, and they are associated with the deepest stages of sleep. And what's important about that, they also increase the production of a couple of anti-aging hormones, DHEA and melatonin. And doing that, they promote deep compassion and empathy for others also, improve social intelligence and avoiding conflict. And it does facilitate health, some quick healing. During meditation, brain shows theta waves predominantly. These waves are associated with a relaxed state of mind and compared to alpha waves, which are associated with an aroused state of mind. Now, getting back to what I was talking about the brain, there are studies like Harvard University and others that show that meditation leads to a thicker gray matter in parts of the brain that are associated with compassion and self-awareness. So even in the midst of, say, chaos or an emotional turmoil or trauma, emotional, mental trauma, with this thicker gray matter, you're still going to be affected by whatever's going on, but you'll be able to be more centered and more calm. You'll be able to think better. You'll be able to also recuperate from whatever it is much more healthily and much sooner. So that's a really important part right there. Now, let's see. Is it just going to be on the hertz and you have to listen to a certain tone? No. What they've done, and you can find them on YouTube or any other platform of recordings and intermixing music and nature sounds in with the various scales of the hertz. But it's not just that we're listening to outside of us. We and animals, we create sound, and sound is vibratory. Music is vibratory. Each of our organs, our bodily organs, also has its own vibratory frequency. Our cells and our DNA, they vibrate at particular frequencies. When that frequency is off, it's too high, it's too low, there's a catch in it, then illness happens in the body. And time we watched Star Trek growing up, and they would go down to sick bay, they call it, and they have the wand they put over someone. They didn't do any surgeries at all, but this wand, and what they were doing, interestingly enough, way back then, before the world became more aware of vibratory frequencies, is that they were actually taking the frequency and tuning that instrument to bring that organ or those organs in the body functions, the bones, back up to the frequencies to where they need to be for optimum health. So that was the mode of healing, an electrical type of healing, is recalibrating the frequency within the body where it needs to be done. And when we get to our DNA, it became apparent and found out that only 10% of our DNA is used for building proteins. The other 90% is considered junk DNA. Well, they considered it junk DNA. We all know better. But also, luckily, in the scientific field, there were some Russian researchers, they were convinced otherwise. They said, okay, well, 10%, but, you know, 90% is just junk? No. They convened with linguists and geneticists to explore our junk DNA. And the results were not only does our DNA design and build our body, but it serves as data storage and in communication. So similar to a computer, but we're far superior. Our DNA speaks. It has language rules, which it follows like our own languages. And according to a Russian biophysicist and molecular biologist, and I'm not sure how to pronounce his name, P-J-O-T-R, first name, and Garjajev, G-A-R-J-A-J-E-V, and I probably absolutely butchered saying his last name, and his colleagues, living chromosomes, and this is in quotes, function just like solitonic / holographic computers using the endogenous DNA laser radiation. This means that they managed, for example, to modulate certain frequency patterns onto a laser ray, and with it influence the DNA frequency, and the result was influencing the genetic information itself. Since the basic structure of DNA alkaline pairs and of language are of the same structure, no DNA decoding was necessary. So what does this mean? In programming, one can simply use words and sentences in the human language. This, too, was experimentally proven. Living DNA substance in living tissue, not in vitro, will always react to language-modulated laser rays and even to radio waves if the proper frequencies are being used. Now, this leads us over to the I always end up stumbling over that word. We all have our words. Self-AGO scale in Hertz. And again, the self-AGO scale is a spiritual scale. Ut, re, mi, fa, so, la. 432 is a natural musical pitch. 963 is a crown chakra. And I have the other frequencies from an article that I had written about 18 years ago called The Soul of Music. If you'd like to get a copy of that, you can email me at meeting.ike.series@gmail.com. And I will also be posting it on my Facebook page of Meeting Ike Series, so you can go there as well. Be sure to join us on Wednesday with Carol Ann Lieros at 6 o'clock Eastern Time, St. Patrick's Day. My name is Marina Lieros-Naples, and this was your little lunch tidbit learning session here, my little episode for you. And I hope you'll tune in again for our next show.